Ross or Curtis.
You're on your own today. Becky, let us know how you do against Becky on 81199.
Oh, Ross or Curtis.
Wednesday's Oh is on now. Right, here's your first situation today. Play along.
Oh, Ross or Curtis.
You know we're going to Edinburgh to do our musical. You might have heard about it. We're not the only ones doing a musical. There's so many random shows on Edinburgh and musicals. There are hundreds of them. There's a musical about pretty much everything, almost. Any subject, there's a musical about it. We went onto Stupid Street earlier today and we asked them, what musical would you like to see that's not been invented yet? What would your answer to that be?
Newlyweds the musical.
What, with Jessica and Simpson Jessica. And Nick?
Mm-hmm.
There'd be brilliant music in that too, wouldn't there?
Yeah,
it'd be
they
all
could
her
just
songs.
Sing all his songs as well.
Oh, brilliant.
All however many of them. I think that would be a good one. What would you go for? Scott Mills the musical?
Jeremy Clarkson the musical?
Jeremy Clarkson the musical?
Yeah, I don't know how. I just think he'd be a good subject for it.
Well,
I don't know why.
Singing his rants rather than just speaking them.
So we asked Stupid Street, what musical would you like to see that's not been invented yet? What was the most popular answer from the street and our special favourite people?
What, in the whole world?
Yeah.
David Beckham, the musical.
Good answer. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So on Stupid Street, what musical would they like to see that's not been invented yet?
What should be made into a musical that hasn't been?
The OC.
Why is that?
Because they have loads of pretty girls. That's about it.
OC the musical, good.
There'd be lots of singing.
Yeah, it's just from the girls.
I'd like to see a musical about Rihanna's life.
If you could see any musical that hasn't been made yet, what would it be?
I would like to see Keeping Up Appearances. I think that would be hilarious.
What should be made into a musical that hasn't been?
Ready, Steady, Cook.
And who would be singing in it?
Ainsley Harriet.
If there's one thing that hasn't been made into a musical that should be, what would it be?
Definitely Planet Earth with David Attenborough.
Why?
Well, just like, I mean, it would be amazing. And yeah, you could turn all like the different animal sounds and everything into like a musical room. Yeah, I think it'd be really cool.
Okay.
What should be made into a musical that hasn't been?
Countdown.
Why is that?
Because I think the numbers and letters would fit into a good song.
Absolutely.
That would be a good one.
Another consonant, please. Really good.
That's the best one.
Yeah. I like the one about Rihanna's life as well. That would be good.
And Keeping Up Appearances.
Absolutely. Wherever that lady was from, they still find that hilarious. And it's still on.
I love countries that get old. Like
I do.
British TV shows.
There wasn't really one popular answer in there, I'm afraid.
But I said David Beckham, that's quite like Countdown.
It's not though, is it?
Oh, I thought you might go for that.
No.
Oh, what's occurring?
You never pay attention to this quiz. How come you're doing so well today? I thought you'd go, yep, you win the point.
Next, thanks to Jono off of Unofficial Mills, the Amazon website for this. You know, Radio 1 Surgery on Sunday with Alid. It's on every week, so good. Last Sunday, they were talking about alcohol a lot. That's because the show was about drinking. In fact, my question to you is, how many times did they say alcohol on the surgery?
25.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the surgery talking drink...
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol.
Because tonight we're talking about alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol.
Got a bit of a problem with alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol.
Also, remember from the alcohol experiment we did?
Alcohol. 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 Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol. Why does alcohol make me forget the night before?
Alcohol. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol and alcohol. 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 Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcohol.
My head's spinning with all this These alcohol questions.
Alcohol, 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 alcohol,
alcohol, alcohol, alcohol,
alcohol, alcohol, alcohol.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking about alcohol.
I do need to point out that we have slowed Aled down on that. He hadn't had two woo-woos beforehand. Alcohol, 65 times.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, on other radio stations, they have competitions.
Yes.
And one that they do quite a lot is, what's the phrase that pays? And I feel a bit left out. We've done this before. So today, I phoned 5 Radio 1 listeners and asked them, what's the phrase that pays? What is the most popular answer? Hard questions today, eh?
Show me the money?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling 5 Radio 1 listeners, asking them what the phrase of pays is.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air right now. All you gotta do is tell us that phrase that pays.
Okay. What's that coming over the hill?
No, that's not it. No, it's not that.
That was a good one.
Really good. Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. All you gotta do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
I'm going to go and have a coffee now. Bye.
It's good, but it's not right. That's not right.
Do you think that was her actual guess?
No, that she just wanted to hang up, but it's still a phrase.
That's a rubbish catchphrase.
Still a phrase.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. All you got to do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
Eating half a gallon of cheese a day keeps the doctor away.
That's not it, I'm afraid. What was that?
Eating half a what of cheese? He sounds like my ideal man.
Next.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air right now. All you got to do is tell us that phrase that pays.
Crunchy delicious biscuit bites.
It's good, but it's not right.
How could he think that was the phrase that pays?
The thing is, when I call up, it's just like the first thing that comes into your head because it puts you on the spot. The music and the drama of it all is just like, what are we going to say?
The first thing you think of is half a thing of cheese.
What are we going to say?
Well, I probably would, actually.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. All you got to do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays. The phrase that pays. Don't put a ferret down my trousers.
Oh, you're close, but it's not right. Right.
What radio station does she listen to?
I don't know, but I would love that.
Oh, I love that one.
Whatever station that is.
Were you thinking of ferrets? What was the phrase?
Next time you call Pigeon FM, remember to say this phrase.
Don't put a ferret down my trousers.
No, none of them.
Wasn't ferret related today.
No. But well done anyway for not really winning. Let us know how you did on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh!